service. No matter which law I break, I'll make the supermarket tabloids. They'll write some awful stuff. But the more they run my name down, the more my price goes up. 'Cause when you're a celebrity, it's adios reality. It's just so tough being a celebrity. So let's hitch up the wagons and head out west to the land of the fun and the sun. We'll be real world bachelor, jackass millionaires. Hey, hey, Hollywood, here we come.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Executive action on immigration expected today.
President Biden is set to announce two major immigration programs. One to protect nearly 500,000 spouses of U.S. citizens from deportation, and another to make it easier for some migrants, including so-called dreamers, to get work visas. That's according to a source familiar with the discussion.
That's ABC's Lana Muiz. Russian President Vladimir Putin is headed to North Korea. In an op-ed in North Korean state media, he thanked Pyongyang for supporting actions in Ukraine. Tens of millions of us are under heat alerts today. Chicago already setting a record this week because of the weather. The heat dome, which traps hot air in, stretches from the Midwest up into the Northeast. Could be more records set this week. Thailand's Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve a bill legalizing same-sex marriage. And the Boston Celtics winning a record-breaking 18th NBA championship last night. The Celtics breaking a tie with the Lakers for the most championships. This is ABC News. A new monolith mystery in the Nevada desert.
Yesterday, the Las Vegas Metro Police Department let folks on social media know about the appearance of a mysterious monolith on a trail north of the city. Just 2 months after a man discovered another monument-looking thing in Wales, and he said there were no footsteps around it at all. And in 2020, many similar-looking structures were found across the world. That year, there were around 24 discovered in just a few short weeks. With so many popping up in 2020 and now a few more in 2024, it makes you wonder, do aliens just love an election year, or are we all being pranked in a worldwide effort?
That's ABC's Danny New. The federal government suing the maker of Photoshop, accusing Adobe of hiding fees and making it hard to cancel subscriptions. And customer service is slipping. Here's a surprise. Latest annual survey by Forrester puts its customer service index at its lowest level since 2016. High prices and issues with AI chatbots getting some of the blame. Pet care company Chewy gets the highest marks for customer service. This is ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Governor Tony Evers is moving forward on an audit of financially troubled Milwaukee public schools. The governor announced Monday potential auditors will have until next Monday to respond to a request for services to conduct an operational audit of MPS, stressing that the district cooperate with the Department of Public Instruction. Governor Evers warns against a second term for Donald Trump. During a Monday roundtable with Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Evers says a second Trump term would be detrimental to access to IVF, abortion, and contraception. The former president holds a rally in Racine this afternoon. And multiple Wisconsin animal shelters are calling on you to get your cat spayed and neutered. Spring and summer are commonly known as kitten season. That's because so many kittens are brought into shelters either as strays or from unexpected litters from unfixed pets. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 80s, winds gust to 30 out of the south. A flood watch continues. Any shower or thunderstorm could have heavy rainfall, including tonight, a low around 64 degrees and still a bit on the breezy side. For Wednesday, storms in 73. Thursday, scattered storms, a high around 76. For Friday, showers and maybe a storm with highs in the low 80s.
Currently, 72 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They said change your clothes, she said no I won't. They said comb your hair, she said some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave, she said yes I will. They said don't see him, she said his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be anything you wanna be. She's a wild one running free. She loves rock and roll, they said it's Satan's time. She thinks they're too old, they think she's too young. The battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild one with an angel's
taking its own sweet time. You wanna be sure it doesn't go or swim, but grab a hold of me and just jump on in. You're playing it safe, but baby I'll wait. Ooh, whenever you're ready, I could be yours in a second or so. Come on.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Holly Dunn, and There Goes My Heart Again here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 60s to low 70s across the region this morning, but we have more showers and storms on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, the U.S. is expecting to potentially issue trade sanction against Canada because of a law in Quebec. Dennis Skye will be explaining here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Later on this morning, we'll continue our spotlight of Marbeck Farms. They are the host of the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast, and that will be held, of course, on Saturday. And we'll be talking again with Jonathan Hollick this morning. During the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have more details on how the farm cares for the cows. And our spotlights of our breakfast host families all this month has been brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Longer days and the kids are home. And on this week's Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, we focus on how to keep the kids safe on the farm with Melissa Pluckelman, Outreach Specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute.
Raising children on the farm has a lot of benefit, but we're also going to talk about youth that are not raised on the farm, but are working on farms or visiting farms. When the weather's right, we make hay, right? And a lot of times a farmer can't do it on his own, and so he needs some help. And a lot of times we see him hiring the local youth in the area. So we see high schoolers out of school for the summer and working on their neighbor's farm. And there are so many benefits to that. You know, they are out in the sun, they're getting that vitamin D, they're getting some exercise, they're learning about the circle of life and where food comes from. But there's also just a lot of risk to raising children on the farm or hiring youth to work on the farm. Every day, about 33 children are injured in an agricultural-related incident. That's across the U.S., and that number is just too high because we think about those injuries, and they can be life-altering injuries. And so we want to change that and prevent that because we don't want youth going through the rest of their life with some type of injury or disability because of something that happened on the farm. As parents, we can have youth working on our farm nonstop all the time. There are no regulations, which seems very crazy. But if you are actually hiring a child to work or a youth to work on your farm, there are age limits, there are hour limits, there are fair payment laws. And so to protect yourself and your farm, it's good for you to know some of those laws and some of those regulations for your state. So we have a couple campaigns and a couple resources. The Child's Agricultural Safety Network. It's for anyone who's interested in kind of talking about keeping children safe. And anyone can join this network. Just go to the website, cultivatesafety.org/CASIN, and you can join the network. With this network, we even have online networking system where you can ask questions, share your thoughts, share ideas, maybe share concerns. And then the last campaign we have there is the I Am Raising campaign. It's I Am Raising Cattle, I Am Raising Corn, I Am Raising Potatoes, I Am Raising Cranberries. I am raising kids. And we understand that, yes, you are raising kids on the farm, and that's okay, and that's great. They are, again, getting that sunshine, getting that vitamin D, getting exercise, getting outside, knowing where their food comes from. But remember to always be a parent first and a farmer second. And if you're wondering, what are some of the incidents that are happening in my area? What are some of the injuries and fatalities that are happening? Ag Injury News is a collection of news reports of injuries and fatalities that are happening all over the United States. So you can actually go on there. You can create your own account. It's free to join, but you do have to create an account. So you can actually filter out your area or maybe the topic that you're most interested in. So I could do Wisconsin if I just wanted to know injuries and fatalities in Wisconsin, or I could filter out and say, I want to know how many ATV injuries have happened in the United States. And so you can filter and you can kind of see, and that'll kind of show you the trends in your area of what injuries are happening, what fatalities are happening. And then you can start to kind of figure out, well, how can I prevent that from happening on my farm? So again, join us, share with us, what do you know? What are you doing to keep your children safe? What questions do you have? Are you looking for someone to collaborate with on a project or anything? You know, join us on that online network, because really a lot of great information is shared there. And I just want to say, I hope at the end of the day that really I've brought safety back to the forefront in our minds. And I hope that if even one small tidbit of information stays with parents or with adults, it's just to remember to think about safety each and every day, each and every minute, because at the end of the day, there's nothing better than knowing that our youth and our kids are tucked safe into bed and having those sweet dreams after a long day on the farm.
Those are comments from Melissa Pluckelman, outreach specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Billy, man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he does. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing
Dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's, and I went for a drive. Down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. In the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few to hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down, said, I help you please. And I said,
what you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor?
Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes.
And whose idea was it to hang these ferns?
This brand new bar don't have a single burn. Jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time,
what'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor?
Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, believe my eyes.
And whose idea was it to hang these ferns?
This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Doug Stone, Jukebox with a Country Song here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, 71 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight. July milk down 10 to 2007, August down 6 to 2066, September down 3 to 2040, October steady at 1998. Cheese markets yesterday were lower. Barrels down 2 to 2 even, 40-pound blocks down 5.5 to 191.5. 7 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 and 3 quarters to 310 and 3 quarters, 2 trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 119 and a quarter, no trades. Dry way up 1 to 48. One trade on the day. Cattle futures and hogs are called mixed today. As contracts ran out of steam yesterday, traders are still uncertain about the higher cash for this week. Even in hog markets, though, they could see some profit taking, even though they rebounded from oversold conditions. June live cattle opened the day at 187.05, August 182.80, October 184.62. August feeder cattle open at 261.32, September 262.57, October 263.30. July hogs open at 95.37, August 91.87, October at 78.22. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans moving up mostly higher, poor crop condition ratings helping the corn and bean markets this morning. Wheat markets, though, they are moving just a touch lower due to lower European prices. July corn up 2.5 to 446 and a quarter. September up 1.75 to 451 and three quarters. New crop up 2 to 465. July beans up 2.5 to 1160 and a quarter. August up 2.75 to 1148 and three quarters. New crop up 2 to 1132 and a quarter. July meal up 410 to 364.40. July soybean oil down 13 cents to 43.60. Chicago wheat, July down 4.25 to 587 and a quarter. September down 2.25 to 605 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, July down 0.25 to 638 and a quarter. September down 0.5 to 647. Energy markets lower. July crude oil down 11 cents to 80.22. August down 15 cents to 79.57. July gas steady at 244. August also steady at 243. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.92, July $3.95, new crop $4.08, cash and July beans at $10.88, new crop $10.50. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn $4.17 and three quarters, July $4.17 and three quarters, new crop at $4.13. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $4.14, July $4.17, new crop $4.13. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and July corn $3.93, new crop $4.08, cash beans $10.85, July $10.79, new crop $10.55. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.04, new crop $4.13, cash beans $10.73, new crop $10.45. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.24, July $4.25, August $4.21, new crop $4.18. Cash beans $11.31, July $11.34, August $11.11, new crop $10.71. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.90, new crop $4.08, cash beans $10.89, new crop $10.55. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 176 to 192. Holstein fed cattle 174 to 178. Market cows 114 to 138. Bulls 135 to 165. Calves 230 to 960. Beef steers 187 to 340. Holstein steers 162
to 330. Sheep markets at equity, market lambs 225 and down, light lambs 315 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 80 and down, goat markets does 230 and down, bucks 240 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Nissan knows it's not about where you go. The real fun comes from getting there. From muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder lets you chase bigger, better, and more exciting adventures. And with a towing capacity of up to 6,000 pounds, you can bring the fun with you. Find your path with the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Hey! Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see, I wonder? She's the one that he
If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun. And I pray that I don't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know it would be done, well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. American trade officials are discussing imposing trade sanction on Canada over Quebec's upgraded language law. NAFB colleague Dennis Skye has more from Canada.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office is considering if the Quebec legislation, which would include trademarks, commercial signage emphasizing French, and all product labels carrying information in French, contravenes long-standing trade agreements between the U.S. and Canada. Quebec has almost 25% of Canada's population, second only to Ontario, so it represents a substantial slice of the Canadian marketplace. The Trade Representative Office is concerned that full implementation of Bill 96 could result in fewer American products and services shipped into Canada due to higher costs of compliance with Quebec's language laws. But Premier François Legault says that his government is firm in its resolve, adamant that the preservation of the French language is at the core of what makes Quebec a unique society in Canada and in North America.
We have to protect French because it makes us distinct, and we have to be careful to make sure that in the future, Quebec will stay French. Of course, there are a few Anglophones who say, we are in Canada, everything must be bilingual. It will be a matter of time before everybody switched to English.
One of the provisions of Bill 96 is that new residents wanting to do business or seeking employment in Quebec must be proficient in the French language within 6 months of entering the province. Lloyd Siegel, CEO of Repair Therapeutics, the private research lab in the health sciences field based in Montreal. Siegel says that recruiting and maintaining highly qualified staff will be more of a challenge.
6 months, I think, would be a challenge for the most linguistically able person. These phenomenal researchers, they can go anywhere. We don't want to lose them. We believe that they can't thrive without an ability to comfortably communicate in French.
Bill 96 was given final assent last year, and several provisions are set to take effect next year. Bill 96 has been on the U.S. government's radar since at least November of 2022, and the International Trademark Association has been pressing the U.S. government to raise concerns about the bill with the Canadian government. However, Ottawa will have a problem changing Quebec's stance on the issue. Under Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms, Quebec has always maintained its exceptional society status under the Charter's notwithstanding clause, as stated by Jean-François Roberge, Quebec's Minister of the French Language.
French is the only official language here in Quebec, so it's normal that most of the information is in French.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thanks, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Another round of showers and storms is expected later today and this evening in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have chances of storms again Wednesday and even late Thursday and into Saturday. Flood watches are in effect. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Highs 84 to 89, relative humidities at 64 to 69%. South winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. About 7 hours of sunshine today. Tonight, mostly cloudy and 80% chance of showers and storms. lows 60 to 65, relative humidities at 93 to 98%, southwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30, anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation expected. For Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers and storms, cooler, highs 70 to 75, relative humidities at 58 to 63%, northwest winds at 5 to 8, we'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation and 3 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms possible, highs 75 to 80. Friday, cloudy, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Lightning Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Fertilizers and lawn products are beneficial to grass, but they can wreak havoc in your pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If your pond has algae, your pristine yard may be the cause, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Has a pond in their pasture. They mow the grass in the pasture and get within about 20 feet of the water. Most of the pond has tall grass and other plants and trees around it. Some people have ponds that are located within a well-manicured lawn and mow right up to the water's edge. But if you fertilize the grass, chances are some of that fertilizer is ending up in the pond. Fisheries biologist Bob Lusk with Pond Boss Magazine says this adds nutrients to the water that it doesn't need.
Most of the time, water has plenty of nitrogen, for example, and plenty of potassium. Besides, water can absorb nitrogen from the atmosphere. So what happens is when you get excessive amounts of nitrogen, it starts to grow things you don't want in the water, especially algae. I've seen different kinds of algae show up around water areas that are adjacent to lawns that are especially over-fertilized.
He says if you fertilize the lawn correctly, the nutrients won't run off. But control also depends on the lay of the land, the soil type, and climate.
If you're in an area where you're prone to really heavy rains, big thunderstorms that bust through, like, you know, the tornado belt, for example, I think it's great to have a buffer zone around the edge of the pond. So that way, you know, you've got a 4 or 5 foot buffer area of native grasses that can catch whatever nutrients or silt or whatever tries to wash into a pond with heavy rains.
Lusk advises planting native turf grasses in the lawn beyond the buffer zone, which may reduce the need for fertilizer. If you like the well-manicured look, Lusk says it's okay to mow right up to the water's edge. Just be thoughtful about how lawn maintenance is impacting the pond's ecosystem.
Find more tips for maintaining a lawn around a pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
It was no accident me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing. Moonlight on your face, oh how you shine. It takes my breath away just to look into your eyes.